thank you so much for taking out time and coming on and speaking with myself and listeners today.
Well, thank you, Matt.
Well, it's a pleasure having you on, and with so much to talk about, what should my listeners be aware of when it comes to the VA?
Well, I will tell you, the VA is something that's criticized a lot in the local press and national press, but I will tell you that for most of our veterans, it's so vitally important to their quality of life. And what we're trying to do in the American Legion is we're fighting for our veterans that they receive the best health care possible. And if that means holding people accountable in the VA healthcare system, we're ready to do that. And we think that they need to be held accountable and put veterans first, because it's the veterans who have put themselves into harm's way to protect our freedoms and our sacrifice for our nation. And we need to address the unique health care concerns of our veterans. And we think that the VA healthcare system is uniquely designed to address those unique health care concerns of our veterans. So we're fighting and advocating for a strong VA, and we're also strongly advocating that those in the system are held accountable when they do not live up to those obligations to put veterans first.
Wow. And you see, I don't think people even realize the amazing breakthroughs that have started from the VA, and because of this and the service that's provided, it's just really amazing.
Well, you're so much correct in that area. And the medical research, and I've had, of course, I'm from the Atlanta area, and this year I've been going to travel to all 50 states and about 12 foreign countries, but I've had some remarkable experiences across our healthcare system. And I had a visit to San Antonio in November, and I got to go to the Intrepid Center, and I've seen the cutting-edge technology to ensure that the quality of healthcare to those signature wounds of our current global war on terrorism are being addressed. And you're right, and a lot of people like to criticize the VA system and our healthcare system, but doggone it, we're in it to try to make it better. Not so much just to be the critic standing on the sideline. We want to be in the arena fighting the fight for our veterans
and
that are in our VA healthcare.
Exactly. Such an interesting point, because I think there is that. It's easy to say how things went wrong. It's a lot harder to give solutions. And so now, what proactive ways can my listeners be engaging to help move the process forward?
Well, first and foremost, we have a network of service officers across not only Georgia, but across the nation that help our veterans navigate the VA healthcare system. Those folks are our eyes and ears and advocates for our veterans. Also, I would encourage our veterans, if there is an issue, to contact their local service officer or the American Legion Post. We will advocate for them. In fact, tomorrow I'll be going up to D.C. to address many of those issues with the VA secretary. But it's important that we just don't criticize, that we come up with valid points. If there are systemic issues in the system, we need to get them addressed, and we need to get them addressed quickly, because any time that we have a problem that causes some sort of a degrade in the provided medical care to our veterans, that's wrong. We got to do the best that we possibly can, because our veterans deserve that type of health care.
Wow. And so now, for veterans out there, that as this ever-changing landscape of technology and ways that interactions are happening that may need assistance when engaging with the VA, well, what roads can they take?
Well, I'm going to give you a website. It's legion.org. And if you go on that, you can find a listing of service officer providers. And these service officers are trained and they're certified to help veterans. That's their mission, is to help veterans, because that's who we are in the American Legion. We're not about anything other than trying to ensure that our veterans receive the best health care and the best rehabilitation that we could ever provide them. And I think that's a sacred bond that we've made with our veterans, and this nation has made with our veterans, and we need to ensure that we fulfill those obligations.
Wow, and with organizations such as the Legion, which really is understandable why the special designation of a 501c3 from Congress was made, just through the great work and things that happen.
Absolutely, and I want to also, to your listeners, and I know we're such a generous group of veterans, but anyone can help the American Legion and our charity. And I want to make sure that everybody understands that 100% of what you give to American Legion charities goes to what you designate, because our members and their membership dues pay the overhead to administer those charities and our programs that develop the youth of America. So we're a great organization of veterans who believe in still serving America. We're dedicated to that. We'll continue to do that. We're about to have our 100th birthday. We're 97 years old right now, and we were formed in the aftermath of World War I to look out for veterans and their rehabilitation, to help the youth of America, to promote patriotism and a strong national defense. And we'll continue to do that into our next century.
Wow. And just to come back, because we work a lot with our local American Legion here in the community, and just that sense of camaraderie and brotherhood. They had an American Legion member who has passed away now, but she was a nurse, a World War II nurse, 92 years old, and in the local American Legion. I mean, it's just some amazing camaraderie and brotherhood and all the great work that the Legion does.
Well, it's amazing that you have an organization that you'll have people who are as young as 18, and as you mentioned, well up into their 90s, who are still serving. And I was with a young gentleman of 97 years old in Pearl Harbor, and the young man told me that he had been on 50 speaking engagements to schools and community events between Veterans Day and Pearl Harbor Day. Now, that's incredible that a 97 years young man would have that sort of dedication to continuing to serve their nation. And if we could just take that and we just put it ourselves, how much more each one of us could make a difference in our local communities and in our state and nation.
Wow, and it just really goes out, and it's that preservation and handing these stories down and just talking and recognizing and understanding and, well, cherishing our vets and just everything they've done. I mean, it's just amazing when you sit down and talk some of these stories and you realize just the extraordinary things they've done. And thank you for your service.
Well, thank you, Matt. And, you know, it's an honor to still serve America. And I'm passionate about our veterans. I'm passionate about our country. There's so much division in our country. We need to be united, with one thing in mind. This is the greatest country on earth, and we need to do everything we can to make it better.
Now, where can my listeners go to help move this forward, to help be involved, find out more about our local American Legions or activities going on, fundraisers, anything of that?
Well, if you go to legion.org, that's our national website, And it talks about all sorts of things that are going on and various issues that the American Legion. We've got a robust youth development program. We've got robust veterans affairs and rehabilitation. It's a real informational. It also talks about how you can join local posts. It's got local post locators and addresses and telephone numbers. It's a great source of information about the American Legion, where you can join a group of like-minded people who have one focus in mind, and that's still to serve America.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for everything you do and for taking out time and coming on and speaking with myself and my listeners today.
Well, thank you, Matt. You keep up the great work, and look forward to maybe talking to you in the future.
Oh, always welcome on the show, sir, and you have a wonderful and safe trip, and talk to you soon.
Thank you, Matt.